as we said last week as an Akadama, that Nefesh Chaim was Talmidim, one of his Talmidim was called, he wrote a sefer called Menucha Gedusha, and he said about Chaim Volozh in the sefer, he was Zeicha that when people learn the sefer, they get infused with the Yir Shamayim as if they heard it from the Mechaber himself. That's some people. Chafetz Chaim said this, he said already about in his Akdama to Chafetz Chaim, that the reason why he quotes someone L'Shayna is a Rishayna, because he wants the Hashpah, that Ki'il the Rishayna himself will mashpi on you. When you read the words of the Rishayna, it's mashpi on you. So as much as possible, the Chafetz Chaim quoted, that's really something, it's not an idea, nothing to do with Musar, but the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Mishabur was Mekobel across the board, and there's nowhere in Klai Yisrael it's not Mekobel. There's Hasidim, Sfaradim, Litvish, Hasidish, every shul you go into in Yisrael, you'll find the Mishabur come out. And I heard once that he was zeichet to it because he was in his liklut, he stuck as much as possible, even though he paskin, but he stuck as much as possible to l'shaynus and keeping the gedolei l'achronim's l'shaynus in his chibur in order to kilu, he was put it as much as liklut and at least put him himself inside it. And I was zeichet that he was malakit, part of all cholesterol. After the kach, sometimes you have a steering l'shaynus and shabura, which I saw someone showing me that one of them was quoting a prima garden, the other one was Yeshua's Yaakov. So you really can't ask a steer from the two svarim. He was just quoting two different svarim. That was, even though it came as a sefer. But there's something about this, the lashainus of rishainim and achrainim that were on a certain level that are mashpia on us. He says the sefer the Nefesh Chaim has such a kayach that is mashpia. Yerushalayim always speaks about the chshivas of Torah. Hopefully it should be mashpia on us. So he spoke about Shara Dalet is all about limud Torah. It's a whole separate Indian. We started from Perik Chav Tes, which that's what the first time I started Nefesh Chaim when I was a young Yigaman, and I asked my Rebbein where I should start from, and that's where it was easiest to start and to get a little bit of used to the Lashon of the Sefer. After we get it until then, and then we'll see what the best is to start, either the beginning of the Sefer or beginning of Shara Dalet. But now, we just learned in the 29th Perek Esrei V'Tesha, Chav Tes, all about how every single mitzvah is connected a different chelk of the body, and every single loisa say, when you are refrain, when you manei yourself from doing it, is connected a different did in the body, which is ramach and shasa. And when a person that actually has a koyach over one part, every mitzvah is connected one different aver or gid in the body. But Talmud Torah is connected everything. That's what means Talmud Torah connect kulam. It has a koyach over the whole. All Ramach and Shasa is Talmud Torah. Something fascinating. Now, here's a question we should be asked. I don't have a good answer, but Talmud Torah is one of the 613 mitzvahs. So, besides also taking the whole goof, it must be one aver that has something to do with Talmud Torah. Because if you have 613 mitzvahs and there's 613 different avarim, one aver is going to be for Talmud Torah. This is the same person I asked the question, your question, to last week. I asked him also because it's someone who knows Nefesh Chaim very well, and he told me that there could be just two different types of limud Torah, but he said it has to be more discussed. But Akabanam, the question is a good question. That's what it says over here. We're holding now by the words V'lechein Amru V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam in the middle of the Perek. You see it? V'lechein Amru V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam V'chein Lehepech HaSushalam Avoyim Bidl Torah Gamken Keneged Kulam. You got it? You know where it is? Go show it. What page is that on?
Kuf Lamed Ches
in the middle of the page? So here's a little bit of a drawback that besides being so vishmak about so special Limud HaTorah, but Bidl Torah has a little bit of, is also something that affects the whole person. It's not just one, a little bit, not act the way he's supposed to. Bidl Torah is something that, it says over here, that it's Keneged Kulam, that's what it means Keneged Kulam, both for the Maila and for what it does when you don't learn it. So he says, Ki ba'ovra al-achas mitzvah Hashem, nivgam rak oise eber agid levad ha-mechuvan kenegdo. When a person is over one of the mitzvah Hashem, so nivgam gets like blemished, or gets like a mom, that eber or gid that it was supposed to be connected, that mitzvah. Now we said again last week that even though, mashal, when you put on tefillin, your arm has a certain kedusha because you had tefillin on this hand, but that's not what we're referring to, that the mitzvah tefillin is connected to the arm. There's something, one of the evarim of the goof is connected to the tefillin. You don't know which one it is. I don't know which one it is. Probably in a Arizal it says somewhere, but it's I don't know exactly which. I don't know. I just know that there, maybe there's a little more of understanding that there are mitzvahs that are considered you know. We don't want people, like Gemara says, they're going to start doing mitzvahs that only connect the head, connect the brains, connect the. Shachir shalakdusha va'ora elyon say shem havayis baruch asher akol avrim stelekas melech hashom. A yid has on him kedusha. Automatically, he has neshama, he has kedusha, and kedusha is all over on him. Hashem is resting on every yid. Doesn't Hashem? Hashem is resting on every single yid walking around. No matter who you are, a yid has shem Hashem on him. That's what a yid is all about. A yid has shem Hashem on him. And when he does an avera, he's kiyul like that aver, connected that avera, person loses a little bit of the, loses that kedusha that he has over there. Umoisa, the sitra achar shari berachman slam, v'nas v'amum chas noisavet. Then the ability of a person to become, to be missing in that aver, where like a ruach tumah comes on him, because he did an avera. That's what it means. Every time a person does a mitzvah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvah, every mitzvah adds kedusha to us. And when a person does an avera, it's keilu, the kedusha goes away from that place, and now automatically, like we know, every time when this kedusha goes away, why do we wash negavas in the morning? Why do we have to wash our hands? Because a person, once he was, and when anywhere where kedusha was and it left, let's say somehow in where there was a situation where a person had his neshama and neshama was, let's say, left it a little bit, whatever reason, in the middle of the night, we're not in the exact same status as our neshama is intact with us. Like we say in the morning, kai neshama shansati b'tohiri, it's some kind of real, but it left us when it was sleeping, so now we wake up, there's a makom for some kind of tuma on a person, and then we have to, the Matilas Yadayim takes off tuma. Interesting, Stam, just to point out, any, doesn't make a difference what level a person's on, if you have a Jewish boy working in a restaurant and he's keeping mitzvahs and not keeping mitzvahs, doesn't make a difference. In the morning, before he touches the food working in the restaurant, he has to wash negavasa, or else there's a problem with the food. You're not supposed to eat food that someone touched without washing his hands in the morning. The Mexican who works there, no problem rolling out of bed without washing his hands, there's no problem. There's no kedusha, no tumah, nothing at all, no problem. No chasaron if he doesn't touch the food straight. I mean, it might not be, he should wash his hands with soap, but no chasaron with the etzem fact that he, there's no kedusha, there's no tumah. And even a yid who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs also has kedusha tumah. It's not maybe the same level as someone keeps Torah mitzvahs, but every single yid has it. Av bavoyin bidl terech has v'shalom v'poyeg mes kolei v'orev v'gidu v'kol kechoy z'kulam. But a person who has a avera bidl terech, then he is poyegim all his evar. V'chiyis ha-kedusha gufa mistalekas. Some form of kedusha disintegrates from his body. Who nas to take a kemes mamish, and he has some kind of misa going on. Of yesh ein lechshum chiyus chas v'shalom. K'mosh kasev kuhu chayecha v'erich ha-mechad. The pasuk says that liman ha-terah brings us chayim, real chayim. Chayim is something going on in chayim. Now just to understand the drum more in this musig, ruach chayim, which is a sefer he wrote on Avos, speaks about on the Mishnah in Avos that says three people sitting by a table and don't say Divrei Torah. It's like they ate from Zivcha Meis. Zivcha Meis is a form of Avodah Zarah, something, or what kind of lashon is that? So he says that when you eat an apple, let's say you eat a piece of bread, so the food you're eating, the nutrients that there are in the lechem, in the food, in the apple, goes into your body and it gets broken down, and your whole body gets from those the nutrients of that apple. But he said, where does the neshama come? Where does neshama get ruchnius from? Where does the ruchnius get nourishment from in that apple? Every single time there's a nourishment in Gashmi, is also nourishment in ruchnius. So he says, when you make your bracha properly, or if you learn Torah during the table, he says, when you learn Limud HaTorah, that makes it, this became a ruchniistic concept. That the food you had over here was, at the same time, you're feeding your body and feeding your neshama. So that's what he says when it says that there's no divitari by a shulchan, or there's no spirituality in this oichel that you have, then it's missing something. But that's kiel shalchem zivcha meisim, whatever that target is. But the same idea, there's something, we need sustenance in ruchnias, we need sustenance in gashmias. Same, you understand, this is a musik that I think we don't feel it so much, but at one time, Revolver says that, maybe he says of shame, the Kuzari. He says that the same way when you go a long amount of time without eating, you feel hungry, your body feels hungry. He says you go a long amount of time, he says, let's say without tefillah. So you start feeling like you're missing connection with Hashem. That's what he says, the Kuzari says. That's why they divide it up in three different tefillahs, morning, afternoon, and night. So this is maybe Gedolei Tefillot. Once in my lifetime, I remember leaving Yisrael. I davened Netzel in Yisrael, and I flew to the States. And Mincha was in the middle of the summer, and Mincha Shkia was 8:25, 8:30, wherever I was going to. I'm talking about over here, Kamat, I remember it was 18 hours I didn't daven. I didn't have to daven, because I davened Shachar in Yisrael, and I left right afterwards, and I came to America right before Shkia by Mincha. It was the first time I remember feeling like it was a long time since I davened. I feel like this missing, like something is like a real. Maybe it's not, it just wasn't according to my schedule, but something like, it was the first time I felt like it was really this episode. There's something over here that I'm missing, and I didn't have a long time at davening. Like that was like a regular person who pushes, if he daven chakras at 7 in the morning, he davens 5 o'clock mincha. I don't know if most people feel that they're missing that feel of the connection with Hashem. But that's a mazel ruchni. There's some kind of, so the same thing with Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs give sustenance to a person's body. That's, so the Torah decided and figured out what we need our mazel. The mitzvahs that come from time to time, that's a muzzin that's needed sometimes. The mitzvahs come every single day, that's a muzzin that's needed every single day. The bunch of figured out what our neshama's needs are, and what's the nutrients that's needed. What once a year is a shayfer, that's the mitzvah that's needed. Besides the fact that it's, whatever it's tailless and time of is, but also there's something that the neshama, there's a certain system that we need, that these mitzvahs have to be done, that it's good for us, and it's good for our neshama. But it says over here in this Nefesh HaChaim that comes to Torah, it's all-encompassing. It's something that totally overtakes the person. It's something a different level. The level of limud haTorah that it takes for a person is a different level. It says over here in Habakkuk that people are like fish in the water. What does that mean? It doesn't mean they swim well. Person doesn't have any Torah at all, then he's, so he really went from little Torah to saying that you're missing your life to if you don't have Torah at all. Now, Chazal Masakin, the Gemara Nedarim says, Amashu, we say Kriya Shema every single day. Kriya Shema is part of Torah. It cannot be a normal person who's part of regular Seder Yoyim, but from life that he's not encountering Liman HaTorah or somewhere Sukkia HaTorah. He's always, there has to be some kind of time during the day a person to come into Liman HaTorah. It's Kriya Shema. We're not doing Tulim HaTorah, but there's Psukei HaTorah. We listen to Kriya HaTorah. A person, even if he doesn't understand, the Kriya HaTorah has Ashpa on a person. It's considered Lim HaTorah. Torah Sheva Ksav is considered a Lim HaTorah if you don't understand it. Torah Sheva Peh, if you don't understand it, doesn't have the Ma'ala of Torah. Maybe some groups feel that they, I know there's some people feel they should read through Shas, even if you don't understand it. I don't think that's not what in our yeshivas we hold up. Try as much as possible to understand what you're learning. The more you understand, the more it has Ashpa on you. But Torah Bechlal, we always encounter Torah. Even a person who's a Baal Bas, a person that is always, there's something always going to learn Torah. Psukkia Torah, you have over here, Volotzin is Torah. All the Psukkia Zimra, a lot of it is all Psukkia Tilim. You cannot encounter somewhat of Torah in your system. If a person who doesn't have Torah Bechlal, who totally disconnect from Torah, that's what it says over here, he turns into like a fish out of water. But then he brings one more mashal, Uberaya. He says a Beraya Mehemna, which is a part of Zohar. I'll read it, the Targum. You have the Targum over there? That's it, but it doesn't have Targum in the small ones. It doesn't have. Ma nune yama chiyusa beyama, b'maya. Just like the fish of the water, their chiyus is in the water. Oef tamidi chachamim marim asmisim. So to tamidi chacham, their bali mishnah, chiyusam b'toira, v'yispar shemino miyad mesim. So over here, what do you think? The Nefesh HaChaim didn't stop, just bring all his ideas over here and he collected from Yisrael Chachma all the Midrashim that he knows. He left out a lot of Midrashim he didn't know. There's a Tesefis over here that he's saying over here. The first Midrash is telling us that every single person needs Liman HaTorah. But that means without it, skill, you're missing an oxygen. That's what it means over here. It means without a fish out of water, that's his oxygen. In water is his oxygen. Without it, you can't have. We have to have some kind of form of oxygen in order to exist. That's what a Yid needs. But it comes to a Talmud Chacham, this is a level which he's describing, which probably he means, I sort of brought down the way to explain it, that there's something about oxygen which I feel if I don't have it, I'm just going to, like, you can't live. But there's a Darga where I need it for my life. I need it. A person needs different things for his life. Something he wants. Something he has a chesha for. Something he lives for. Something he's always looking forward to. Talmud Chacham is a different level. Their level is that they brought themselves to a level that anytime they don't have Torah, they feel like they're missing in something that they would want to have, something that they want to live with, something Like a person, let's say, his clothing, his food, his car, I don't know, whatever. The things that he feels without, he can't live. Okay, so that's the musig is their basics, the things that are like, it's not just air that I'm gonna, a person not gonna, can't live without water, without any air, or like the fish out of water. Do whatever you hear a darga that they're describing of Tamid Kham, that is a different level. That they're certain without Lima Torah, they feel like not just they feel a fish out of water, but it's not the Lima Torah we're referring to, what he's referring to in the first thing about just the fact that you don't have any Torah. Talking about over here, they need it. Every drop of it is something that they could use, something they could add to their life. Every drop of this limud. So over here, in this Nefesh HaChaim, the first thing, just to summarize what we did till now, was he spoke about the koyach of, we did last week about the koyach of oyer that there is in Torah, the koyach over mitzvahs. That mitzvahs could only protect you b'shas when you're doing the mitzvah, but Torah protects even when you finish learning Torah. That means even if you're not learning Torah, you're still a person who has protection. He spoke about how it gives you a total refuah to the person. That's the power of Torah, that it could even be merapa person. And it's not a question, Shulchan Aruch, about if you're allowed to use different parts of Torah to refuah. Let's say, I don't know, this, I remember in Shulchan Aruch, I've looked it up, I didn't look it up now before, but if you're allowed to use certain psukim to heal you, that's not another. But here's what we're talking about, the etzem lina Torah is a source for a person to have a refuah. It's known that certain people went to Gedolim at certain times. We said this last week about he went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he told certain parts of Shas they should be learning in order to have a refuah, and they had a refuah. I don't know a connection, but he understood maybe some kind of connection between what he's learning and or not learning and what he could have a refuah. And this week we learned about the chilakim of each part of mitzvah is connected to different aver. Torah overtakes everything. Bidul Torah has also chasaran that also takes away the light of everything. Ad kedei kach, that's called chaim, and ad kedei kach, that the mashal Chazal giving, not just a mashal. The mashal is given mamish, like as if to perish from like fish out of water. Just to end off with the famous story with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, about someone came. There's a medrash that says, I think that just like fish go up for every drop of water, so too Talmid Chacham look forward to every drop of Torah. Like there's another medrash that says. So he said he went to Rav Chaim and he said that he has an aquarium in his house. He doesn't see, he drops water in, the fish don't come to the top. So he said, what's the pshat? Yeah. I mean, the medrash says that they come to the top, they drop for every drop of water. I'm dropping water in, they're not coming to the top. But if he came to Rav Chaim, he asked, okay, I wouldn't ask that. I would have a different question. I would ask that question. But that's what he says, a fish in an aquarium. He says, it's not, he's locked up over there. He says, he's not in the veld. Put him up in a... That's what he answered him. I don't know. I guess the question was... The answer was Kafi's question. I don't know what the right answer is, but that's what he said. As he said, Kafi, you have the fish is locked up in an aquarium. Of course he's not going to go live its natural way. That's what he said. He said, put a person out there in the world with a fish with all its... I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. I was just talking about the fish with the water. That's what it says over here. And next now he's going to go off to explain a Gemara Brachas, which we'll do next time.